Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be your views as well, because this is Open Line Wednesday, and we'll invite your calls by calling 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and give us a call. I would like to know what you'd like to talk about. But how do we really understand what's going on today? Well, there's a master plan. And, of course, you can read it. You can read it in Barry Goldwater's book with no apologies. On page 280, where Barry Goldwater, writing in 1979, said, you know, the Council on Foreign Relations is domestic, but the Trilateral Commission is international. And their goal, of course, is to take over the financial and political affairs of the world, commercial affairs of the world, by first seizing a political goal, political control of the government of the United States. They're going to gain control of the financial and commercial interests of the world by first seizing control of the political government of the United States. And they have done that. And he goes on to tell how they really intend to control every aspect of our society, economic, spiritual, educational, and they have done that. And their ultimate goal now is to shift the production from the United States, manufacturing from the United States to China and to India and to Russia and to the Brazil, to the so-called BRIC nations. This plan is fairly well laid out in something called the Global Trends 2025. 2025, you can pull it down off the Internet. They lay out exactly what they're going to do, but they just don't want the American people to know. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And right now we've got Steve calling from Illinois. Hi, Steve. How you doing?
Great. Thank you very kindly, sir. When you and I last talked last week on our Wednesday open night lines a week ago, I thought you was kind of being a devil's advocate on this thing about where does it say the government is responsible for taking care of its citizenry in the Constitution. Well, I couldn't cite any specific clause, but this ain't the reason I really called. But I'll be danged if I see any place in the Constitution where they're supposed to take all our money and spend it willy-nilly like they've been doing, and like what you've been talking about. I agree with you on about 90% of things now. So for them to take our money and not going to give anything back for it, who needs them? And, I got involved in politics reluctantly some almost to the date 30 years ago. I had a big interstate business right outside, next to an airport, and it was a huge success and all this, that, and the other. But guess what brought me to the phones nationally, locally, the shout from the mountaintop, what the hey, after Jimmy Carter, why, it was none other than that devil demon, Ronald Reagan. And the two things my mantra has been for the last 30 years constantly that I preach from the mountaintop is, how on earth was deregulation going to be for this country, number one? Number two, how on earth did it make sense to move industry out of this country along with the jobs? Now, this is 30 years ago, and we're really seeing the ramifications of as we speak now. But and then at taxpayers' expense, making us pay for us to move industry out of this country.
All right, fine. Well, there is a master plan. And the master plan is to take down our tariffs. And that way, of course, we can people can produce in other countries and ship the products in here. And, of course, we actually subsidize the companies that move overseas. They can get good loans. They can get guarantees against appropriation. But most of all, they don't have to pay taxes if they move out of the country. We'll be back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Steve calling from Illinois. And so, Steve, basically, this is what's going on. You're absolutely right. It doesn't make any sense unless you understand that these people have a different agenda. And that is that certainly they, their loyalty is not to this America, but to this internationalist dream.
Yes. Am I coming through okay?
Well, you know, you're sounding a little garbled, and I just had my engineer come here and take a look and see what's going on, but you're not quite clear. Are you on a regular telephone?
Yes, sir. I'm on a landline. And
all right, fine.
Okay, well, you know, and that person, and I used to think he was the worst. Now I have to think George Bush II is a running right along with him. But Ronald Reagan was terrible for this world. And not just Ronald Reagan per se, but the people behind him, the shadow government.
Well, you have to understand that Ronald Reagan was simply, he was really the front man for George Herbert Walker Bush, who really ran the Reagan administration after the failed assassination attempt on Ronald Reagan. At that time, he realized that if he continued trying to do what he wanted to do, why, he'd be a dead man. And so he let George Herbert Walker Bush run his administration. In fact, Ronald Reagan even invited the members of the Trilateral Commission to come to the White House to have dinner with him. And this is the little group that he'd been so critical of Jimmy Carter for having put these people into key positions, and yet Ronald Reagan actually invited them to come to the White House. He simply sold out his principles.
That's exactly right. And I think I'm going to let you go because it's kind of coming through funny. But, boy, Ronald Reagan, that's what brought me to the phone 30 years ago, folks, and what a guy. And we're still paying for this industry. At taxpayers' expense, as we speak, these politicians are moving all our jobs still out of this country with the industry. It makes absolutely no sense. And, sir, I bid you good night, and thank you very kindly for the time.
So much of what's going on really doesn't make sense unless you understand there is an agenda. And that agenda is certainly that they want to shift industrial production to other countries, lower the living standards here in the United States, and have equality throughout the world. That is the master plan that certainly is going on today. Once you understand that, you can understand why we're offshoring our manufacturing, why we're outsourcing our jobs, why we're bringing people with H-1B visas to the United States, and why we're allowing certainly illegal immigration. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course it's Open Line Wednesday, and we invite your calls at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And I just have pulled down off the internet something called the Global Trends 2005, a transformed world is the subtitle. And this is put out by an agency of our own government. It's up on the internet. And they basically talk about where the world will be 15 years from now. And they talk it'll be a transformed world. They talk about basically how they're going to move industrial production to other nations. And predominantly, industrial production and the wealth of the world is going to shift from the West to the East, meaning basically from the United States to both India and China and Russia. And that's those are the Eastern countries. And we are intentionally going to do that. Now, of course, they don't tell you that's the master plan. They just tell you what's going to happen down the line. Well, we have a caller on the line. Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But when you understand these people know what they're doing, they intend, of course, to lower the living standards here and do away with our wealth. When you understand that, it all begins to make sense. Let's go to Sean calling from Monterey. Hi, Sean. How are you doing?
Howdy, Dr. Stan. Good to talk to you. Thanks for all the work you're doing. I was going to ask you if you could possibly get Dr. D.U. on one evening.
Dr. Who?
D.U., depleted uranium. Rocky, I think it's Dr. Rocky. He was in charge of the whole NBC, the nuclear biological chemical.
Oh, I'm sorry, you're talking about Doug Rocky, Major Doug Rocky.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Okay, yes.
He's very informative, and he himself was poisoned by the DU and his team. Many of his own team died from it. It was really shocking to hear him.
Yes, we've interviewed Doug a number of times. In fact, there's a wonderful DVD that Joyce Reilly puts out. It's called Beyond Treason. Beyond Treason.
Yeah.
And if you haven't seen it, you really should. It's one of the most touching and powerful DVDs I've seen. And it's an extensive interview with Doug Rocky, but I should get him on again. I usually have him on every 3 or 4 months because I don't want people to ever forget how we betrayed our men over there and how we're betraying them today by exposing them to depleted uranium. But you see, if you understand, they really want to destroy the health of our young people. Henry Kissinger explained the attitude of the elite towards our people.
Right.
You'll find the references. I think it's about page 96 in Woodward and Bernstein's book, The Final Days, and Henry Kissinger refers to the military as stupid, dumb animals to be used for foreign policy purposes. So basically, they're destroying their health, they're destroying their lives, and they're doing it intentionally.
It's crazy. I hate it. I was in the service, and it really hurts. Also, I want to ask you about the RAND Corporation, and they seem to be somehow master players in the whole schemes of the military industrial complex and all of the manipulations that are going on, the heartless. I was wondering if you could expand or give me some information on how you see they fit into the overall scheme, because they seem to be really right there at the forefront.
Well, the RAND is a think tank, and it's been certainly associated with Brotherhood of Darkness for many years. Basically, RAND is funded by the Great Tax-Exempt Foundations. And the great goal of the Great Tax-Exempt Foundations is to destroy the sovereignty of our nation and merge us into the world government. I'm talking about Rockefeller, Carnegie, and Ford, but there are many others involved in this. And RAND is simply puts out all sorts of investigations and reports. But they're all aimed at this idea of the coming world government, and of course of lowering living standards here, and they involve us in the interminable wars, and those wars are meant to bankrupt America and to destroy the health of our people, of our fighting men.
I guess it does explain Brotherhood of Darkness, essentially, the spiritual component, and it is something really dark and nefarious. How could you heartlessly behave in this way towards humanity? The only way I could think is if there was like some weird people that from another planet that hated us, that hid behind the scenes, but that's not it. It's actually satanic or demonic spiritual, just like the Bible says. So it's just otherwise you can't imagine people behaving with all the eugenics and all of the evil. It's just overwhelming to contemplate sometimes, all the innocent little children and all the poor people running around trusting the government and not having a clue that how betrayed they are.
And Sean, the thing is, they're so clever because they always appeal to our sympathy for the children. It's all for the children. We're so concerned about the children, and yet, of course, here we've aborted over 50 million children. We abort well over a million every year here, but they never talk about that. And, of course, they're giving the vaccines to the children, knowing full well that this will, many of them will develop autism or learning disabilities or asthma or chronic allergies. And they realize what the water fluoridation does as far as their minds and dulling the minds of the children and producing the attention deficit disorders and a myriad of other physical disabilities and cancer, certainly a cancer, osteogenic sarcoma, and little boys somewhere in the 7th or 8th years of age markedly increase in the area where the fluoridated water and how it leads to criminal activity, specifically in blacks, because it seems to, in the areas where they fluoridate the water with hydrofluorosilicic acid, why the level of lead in the blood of these little black children goes up about 6 times more than it does in white children, and it brings on criminal activity and raids, and this is why there's one in every 3 young black men between the age of 21 and 31 is in prison, probation, or parole.
Yeah.
But they always talk about the children, and they're destroying the lives of their children. They're totally evil.
Let me just put out
our telephone number. It's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Go right ahead.
Yeah, just one comment here. I couldn't believe it. I heard on the radio today, this is how diabolical, sinister, and sneaky they are. They are like, oh, you know, you can't have a little six-month-year-old baby getting a shot, so everybody around them has to get the shot, because if they don't get the shot, then the little baby will contract it from the people around them. So make sure if you have a new baby, get the shot, get the shot. I mean, I heard on the radio today, just listening to one of the talking heads, I was like, oh, my God. Now they're trying that little devious strategy to get everybody to take the flu shot. Because they said, oh, no, we care so much about the little ones that are 6 months, they can't get the shot. But they've been pushing it all along. Now that they know people are waking up, now they're trying to get the family or the mom kind of like frightened into like, oh, my baby, you can't come and visit unless you get the shot. So grandma gets a shot, grandpa gets a shot, dad gets a shot, any of the little kids in the family have to get the shot. His little baby might get the thing that you were going to bring. So I know you're well ahead of me on all this, but I just thought I'd throw that out because I heard that on the radio today.
And, of course, what most people don't understand is that although we took the mercury out of the vaccines, the childhood vaccines, while we left the mercury in the vaccines given to children, like the influenza shots, and no sooner did they take the mercury out of the childhood vaccines, but then they mandated that the children take the influenza vaccine. And basically, of course, by the time these kids get to be 18 years of age, they will get almost twice as much mercury as they would have gotten before they took the mercury out of the childhood vaccines. They know what they're doing. And if you have any question at all, you need to read the Simpson-Wood Report. It's a secret government report. We were able to get a copy of it, and we have it published. It is available on the Internet, but we offer it to people. The Simpson-Wood Report, top secret CDC report, where they admit they know they're damaging the children. And the question is not how are we going to protect the children, but how are we going to keep the public from learning what we've done to the children. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. It's Open Line Wednesday, and we look forward to your call. Go ahead, Sean.
Yeah, and they're bombing us with this aluminum, which I heard from you and Dr. Blaylock that it reacts with the mercury and does more possible brain damage. I guess that's what they're trying to do with the they don't have phonics in the schools. The schools are just like, you know, really not very appealing to a real education. So, sadly, they're trying to dumb everybody down so they'll have everybody addicted to television, football, all this bread and circus, and then, sadly, poisoning us. And, I pray people wake up. I pray every day because
Your job is to pray, Sean, but your job is to tell others and try to get them to listen.
Yeah.
If they won't listen, then try to get them to think about what's going on and just ask them, why are we intentionally shipping our jobs to China? Why do they absolutely refuse to deal with illegal immigration? Why do all the newspapers, all the newspapers will be supporting the bad candidates running for office, and they'll be supporting the bad, initiatives that are on the ballot. I mean, I look and see what my local newspaper is supporting, and then I vote just the opposite. 90% of the time, they're on the wrong side. You couldn't be that bad simply by accident.
No, you're right, 100%. Sadly, their agenda, it's so pervasive, and so they have such a predomination over us, having calculated and structured this before most of us were born, even you were born, that they got their tendrils in. You said even when you were just a normal doctor and you wouldn't believe any of this until it got really blatant in some ways because you were just trying to believe and enjoy your family and your circumstances, be the best that you could do in your community here and there, and enjoy your friends, and then you find out there's this diabolical system that harms people.
Well, I'm going to have to let you go. Thanks very much, Sean. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
The program is Steel on Steel.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 316 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
The information on that. And then, of course, the second question would be, who or what will inhabit those clone bodies? As a Christian, will there be some sort of demonic personality there? Or will it be the person's own personality? Do we have more than one soul? Can you clone a soul? Well, as far as the cloning of human beings, basically, to my knowledge, they have not tried this yet. Oh, but they've certainly been able to clone Dolly the sheep, and they've cloned other animals. They're cloning beef cattle and other things today. And basically, I think this is science gone mad. You see, God created the heavens and earth. He created means of reproduction. He created this whole wonderful system that we see in nature. And man is doing everything they can to distort and destroy it. Just as he created sex, the relationship between a man and a woman, and they're doing everything they can with pornography and encouraging sensuality to destroy this wonderful means of reproduction that God had created for us. Now, if they do, and I think that sooner or later they will clone human beings. To my knowledge, they have not done it yet, but I'm sure that they will try this somewhere down the line, some mad scientist. And I do not know whether this will be a demonic personality. I wouldn't be at all surprised if there weren't a demonic personality there, because the human soul is something unique. It's created by God. But you must understand that there really are supernatural forces there. We are involved in a supernatural battle between good and evil, and there really is another dimension. And there are people who are in touch with that other dimension who are in revolt against God. This is, of course, what the Gnostic religion is all about. This is really the foundation of all of the secret societies of modern and ancient times, going all the way back to the mystery religions of Babylon and Assyria and the others. And certainly, I think that they're going to do everything they can to divide God's plan and try to destroy God's plan and place their ruler on the throne of this coming one world government. What's going to happen as far as the cloning? I think it'll be carried out. What will the personality be? I believe it'll probably be a demonic individual. Anything to defy God. They're doing a pretty good job of it today. I hope that answers your question. I don't know. I've never really thought of it before you asked the question, but we're just going to have to wait and see. But right now, we have Dean calling from Spokane, and our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Give us a call, and if you have a question or comment. But let's go to Dean calling from Spokane. Hi, Dean. How are you doing?
Very well, Dr. Stan. How are you?
I'm doing amazingly well.
You sound good. Listen, I called because I was going to ask if you would consider including with your newsletter a program schedule. That way, if somebody's coming up that we really need to hear, we won't miss that program.
Well, I'll tell you, Dean, I would wish I could, but you have to understand we're sort of a one-man band here, with my wife, my son, myself, and really a couple of employees do the mail-order business. And lots of times we don't actually have our schedule until the very week when we start. I make out the schedule usually on Saturday for the Monday, and we don't even have all the slots filled. We do have it listed on the Internet, and we try on a daily basis to tell you who the people are. And if you go to our Internet site at RadioLiberty.com, you can see who we've actually had. But then sometimes the person doesn't show up, and then we just have to do open lines or bring in somebody at the last minute. So there's just no way we would be able to actually put that information out ahead of time, because I quite frankly don't have it.
Well, thanks for telling me that. And listen, you're doing a really good job for not having that information.
Another question is,
I wonder, could you do a program or a series of them, not on really survival, but on self-reliance? One of my questions is storing fuel a long time. Could you make a 4-tape set out of that?
Well, we basically, I suppose we could, actually. Of course, there are a few people that have, great information on that, and we used to carry this wonderful, wonderful book on preparedness, and then they republished it, and they gave it to some people. We just can't seem to work a relationship out where we can actually get the information. I will do what
right,
we can, Dean, but I think that probably, certainly, people need to know how to store a fuel long time, how to store water long time. Maybe we could do a program. I will take it into real consideration. I think it's a great idea.
Hold that thought.
I'm not sure whether it's amazing or horrifying.
Allegiance to a land that's free.
Okay, Dean, go right ahead. Did you have another question or comment?
I wanted to make a comment. I saw a documentary. It was a four-part series that I watched, and it was called We Sold Our Soul for Rock and Roll. And I'd like to say that at the end of it, I walked out to the dumpster with about $2,500 worth of compact discs and tossed them in the dumpster, and I did it for Jesus. I also threw away a bunch of videos and films, and even my TV I gave away to charity. So anybody out there who grew up in the 60s and 70s and listened to popular music, Frank Zappa, Jimi Hendrix, things like that, I encourage you to get a hold of this documentary and watch it. You'll see some excellent footage of your favorite people, and at the end, you'll be convinced that you were wrong.
Well, you know, do you know the story of that video? They sold their souls for rock and roll.
What I'm assuming is that it's a takeoff of an old album.
Basically, it was actually a young man who was in the music industry, and he actually was writing songs. And as he would write the songs, you know, write the lyrics, lots of times they would just sort of come to him out of no place. He didn't know where they came from. And lots of times they'd contain words in it he didn't understand. He didn't know their meaning, but he'd look them up in the dictionary, and they were the correct meaning. And then as he noticed as time went by, he was acting as a channeler. And the whole message was getting darker and darker, and he suddenly realized he was possessed. And he went home and did exactly what you did. He threw out all of his rock and roll records, and he went off and became a minister. And he is the gentleman who put that on. He's a frequent guest here on Radio Liberty, and we always enjoy having him. He has a church down in Southern California and is still on the front lines of this battle, trying to expose the demonic foundation of rock and roll music. And hang on there for just a minute. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and our guest is Dean. He's calling from Spokane. He was just talking about a video that we have. We have a 3-hour, 4-hour, 4-hour, 10-hour version. It's called They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll. And basically, after Dean had actually completed this, he took $2,500 worth of rock music and threw it in the dumpster along with other videos he had on this subject. And of course, I was just telling the story of Joe Schimmel, who actually put together that video. He himself had been in the rock music industry and eventually had become demonically possessed and had forsaken this, become a minister. And anyway, he's a wonderful man. He loves the Lord. And I think that's one of the most powerful DVDs that we offer here through our ministry. They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll. Dean, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay, go ahead. Go right ahead.
Well, one of the parts on the four-part documentary was you would see Black Sabbath and... it was the original band, you know, the first three albums, and they would be interviewing, like, the drummer, and he would say, you know, all of a sudden, everyone would, in the band, would say the same word, a word that none of them had ever heard before. Here are four people sitting around a room, and all of a sudden, they all four say the same word, one they had never heard before. This is an amazing documentary with amazing film clips, and it's very moving. So, anyway, I'll let you go, Dr. Stan.
All right, God bless. Thanks very much. Well, that was Dean calling from Spokane. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And I would tell you, we do have some of the DVDs that Joe Schimmel did early on before he did the They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll. And he takes one of the popular disc, a round disc. This before we got to the CDs, but when we were actually using records. And he actually, with his finger, turns it backwards and plays it. And you can actually hear the sound of "We love Satan, we love Satan, we love Satan." I mean, this is what known as backward masking. Now, there's no way you could do something like that. Simply rationally, you and I could not sing a song or say something, and it would come back, "We love Satan," if you played it backwards. But this is a supernatural manifestation of what we're really up against, just exactly like when you use a Ouija board. This is, you're tapping into the other dimension. And many of the people in the music industry tap into the other dimension, and they've gotten great wealth, and they've gotten great, certainly fame and drugs and sex and everything they could want. But they've made a deal with Satan. They know exactly what they've done. And have you noticed how many of the prominent people in music die under mysterious circumstances at a very young age? And ladies and gentlemen, they do. And you can go into the background of so many of the people, Michael Jackson and Elvis Presley, and all of these people were dabbling in the occult. You're not going to hear this talked about on the regular media, but this is the truth. And because these people had ties to the occult, they became extremely famous. The Beatles, certainly, Ozzy Osbourne and people like that. And so much of this is covered in these DVDs. They sold their souls for rock and roll. If you have never seen them, you really need to. And, of course, what we do, we run a mail order business. It helps to keep us on the air. But even more important, we're selling ideas. I mean, believe me, I do what I do because I'm trying to touch people and center their lives on our Lord Jesus Christ. And if we can bring a few people into the kingdom, then, of course, all the sacrifices and the hard work we do night after night, 5 hours a day, and then the weekend program, all of it is worthwhile. Well, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But you have to understand that what is going on is not imaginary, it's very real. And many of the leaders of this country have been deeply involved in the occult, and we never talk about that. Franklin Delano Roosevelt and Eleanor were both involved in spiritualism and the occult. It was President Roosevelt. He was a 32nd degree Mason. He put on the back of his the dollar bill the emblem, the pyramid cap by the all-seeing eye. That is an emblem of the ancient mystery religions. It goes back 5,000 years. So what's it doing on the back of the dollar bill? And then many years later, why are they put the caption above that, "In God We Trust"? But what God are they talking about? The Christian thinks they're talking about the Christian God. But unfortunately, there really are people out there who worship the other God, and that is Lucifer. And until you understand the Gnostic religion, and you need, of course, to get information on the Gnostic religion, we're going to be giving a talk at the conference called The Dark Secret. And there we'll, of course, provide several pages from the Encyclopedia Americana going into the background of the Gnostic religion. As good an estimate, a good an analysis of the Gnostic religion as any I've seen, where they point out that the Gnostics believe in two gods, the inferior God who created the heaven and earth, and the superior God, Lucifer, who gives you total freedom. The God of the Bible has all sorts of commandments. Thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not covet. But, of course, Lucifer lets you do whatever you want to. Lucifer gives you total freedom. And, of course, that is why they worship Lucifer. And suddenly you get on to Harry Truman. He was a 33rd degree Mason. He carried in his wallet during his entire life the words of Lord Tennyson, who wrote, "For I dipped into the future far as any eye could see, saw a vision of the world and all the wonders that would be, heard the heavens filled with shouting and there rained a ghastly dew of the nation's airy navies grappling in the central blue, till the war drums throbbed no longer, and the battle flags were furled in the Parliament of Man, the Federation of the World." And that's what it was all about. And that's, of course, why President Truman was there when they established the United Nations. Harry Truman sent our boys over to fight a no-win war in Korea. We didn't go there to fight a war at all. We weren't allowed to win that war. That's why he relieved General MacArthur of his command, because General MacArthur wanted to win the war. General MacArthur didn't understand you don't go into wars to win them anymore. You just go into wars to fight them and to send our boys to fight and bleed and suffer and die, but never allowed to win. And you read General MacArthur's reminiscences, you'll find he wasn't allowed to bomb the major supply depots well within the borders of North Vietnam. He wasn't allowed to attack the electric generating plants well within the borders of Vietnam. He wasn't allowed to bring nationalist troops from China who would be glad to come over there and fight the communist troops. No, they wanted to slaughter as many American boys as they could, and they certainly did a good job, and we abandoned about 8,000 American boys who were tortured to death or sent off to Moscow, where they, of course, were utilized for all sorts of grotesque and horrible experiments, and not one of them ever got back, and our government knew that. But they worked hand in glove with the communists, as they always have, as we have since the inception of communism. And you go back and you read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, about how Lord Milner, who led Cecil Rhodes Secret Society, was in Moscow before the Russian Revolution and was responsible for the Russian Revolution, for financing it. And you read the book by George Buchanan, the English ambassador to England, to Russia at that time. And he has almost 7 or 8 pages in his autobiography, claiming, of course, there's just no basis for all those stories at that time, that Lord Milner brought about the Russian Revolution, the first revolution. Why? Because they can't let the people of England or the people of America know that the secret society that Lord Milner led. He took over Cecil Rhodes Secret Society when Rhodes died in 1902. And Lord Milner, of course, was the man behind the First World War. He certainly, by 1916, he was the second most powerful man in Great Britain, second only to Lloyd George. And Lloyd George had a secretariat, and it was made up primarily of the members of what was known as Milner's Kindergarten, all members of the secret society, and they prolonged the war for another couple of years. And then, of course, they prescribed that peace and created the Treaty of Versailles, which was the blueprint for bringing about the Second World War. And they wanted a number of wars, horrible and bloody wars, so that the people would be eventually convinced we have to have a world government. And that's why they're planning another war now, ladies and gentlemen. That's why they're planning to take us into a class of civilizations, a war with a Muslim world. When it's coming, I don't know, but it's coming very obviously. We're already at war with Iran. We've given the CIA $400 million to topple the regime there. That's an act of war. We have sanctions on Iran. That's an act of war. Well, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. We've got Leslie calling from Tri-Cities. Hi, Leslie. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. I had a comment about the Rahm Emanuel running for mayor of Chicago, and I've heard it's going to be a real dogfight, and I can appreciate you saying the other day about the Jewish community not being very happy with him, but when I see people like John McCain and Charlie Rangel winning their primaries, I feel like it's either got to be rigged or there are so many uninformed people that I'm going to make a prediction and say he will win.
Well, we just have to wait and see. I hope you're wrong, but who knows what's going to happen. Yes, you remember what Stalin said, you know, it's not how people vote that counts, it's who counts the votes that really counts. And they rigged the elections. That's what the hanging Chad scenario was all about back in 2000. It was so that we could bring in the electronic voting machines so they could give the impression we were going to have democratic elections and so they could rig the votes. And that's what they do. And here in California, only time I ever voted for a Democrat was I voted for the woman who was actually running for the Secretary of State, because she said, I will check out all of the electronic voting machines. And she did. And she found that they could all be rigged, and she simply eliminated them here in California. Now, I'm not saying that's going to solve all the problems, but they should do that all across America. But that whole scenario of hanging Chad was simply to convince the American people we needed the electronic voting machines, and they probably have them in Chicago, and they probably rigged the election. They always do there. Anything else you wanted to say, Leslie?
That was it.
All right, fine. Well, we'll wait and see. You call in after the election. We'll let you know what happens, or you tell us what happens.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I'm not going to make any predictions because I don't know what's going to happen. But Rahm Emanuel, well, let me tell you a little. If you go up, there is a Wayne Madsen. Wayne Madsen, M-A-D-S-E-N, and... Wayne is an investigative reporter, and if you go up on the internet and write in Wayne Madsen, Rahm Emanuel, gay bathhouse, why, of course, you'll find out, at least according to Wayne, that both President Obama, Barack Obama, and Wayne, and Rahm Emanuel belong to the same gay bathhouse back in Chicago. And, of course, there's a good deal up on the internet about the fact that the president is gay, the fact that, or at least bisexual. And is it true? I don't know. I went to the conspiracy conference. I had a couple of people come up to my table and say they were from Chicago, and everybody back there knew Barack Obama was gay. The problem is, it's a diversion. It doesn't matter whether he was born in Kenya. It doesn't matter whether he's a communist or a socialist, or whether he was born in Hawaii or Kenya. He is simply a puppet for the Brotherhood of Darkness, the Trilateral Commission, who puts him in office and surrounds him. In fact, it was amazing how they managed to topple Lehman Brothers on the 15th of September. All of this was preparatory to creating a financial crisis, which was programmed in the political theater to bring Barack Obama to power. He was the one they wanted to win, and they direct the emotions of the American people. You remember certainly what Edward Bernays said. Edward Bernays, in his book Propaganda, the conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an essential element in a democratic society. Those manipulate this essential mechanism of society are the invisible government that rules us. We are governed, our minds are molded, our tastes formed, our ideas suggested, largely by men we have never heard of. And that's how they're able, of course, to get Barack Obama elected. It doesn't matter whether he's a Marxist or whether he's a communist or whether he's born in Kenya. What really matters is the fact that he is simply a puppet for the people behind him. Our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But I tell you that these stories by Wayne Madsen, you'll find them on the internet. Wayne Madsen, I've interviewed him several times. I've always found him very reliable. And if those stories get around Chicago, why, it could very well mean. And then, of course, Rahm Emanuel loses the Israeli vote, the Jewish vote in Chicago. He's going to have a hard time being elected, and probably one of the best things that ever happened for Chicago, because I believe he would be a ruthless ruler, a fitting, certainly, a sequel to the dynasty that has run Chicago for so many years, Mayor Daley, and more recently his son. I would hate to see Rahm Emanuel take over and continue running that. Of course, you remember that it was the mayor of Chicago who, working with the mafia, was able to get John Kennedy elected. He lost the state of Illinois, and they rigged the election so that he won that state. And he became the president. Of course, it ended up costing him his life. Why? Well, he broke his word to the mafia. Actually, Jack Kennedy's father had promised the mafia that if they would help to get Jack Kennedy elected, why, of course, the Kennedys would leave the mafia alone. And they rigged the election not only in Illinois but in one other state. And Jack Kennedy became the president. And then Bobby Kennedy went after the mafia, and you don't do things like that. And so when they were approached by the CIA and asked to kill the president, why, Sam Giancana was quite willing to do this. Now, the story is told in a book called Double Cross, written by the brother of of Sam Giancana. But, of course, they call it Double Cross because Sam Giancana thought he could trust the CIA. After all, it carried out assassinations for them all over the world. a plaza in Dallas. And then, much to Sam Giancana's surprise, they double-crossed him, and they had him killed. This is the way, unfortunately, the system works. In fact, almost everybody who was on the grassy knoll or there that day involved in the assassination has been killed. If you haven't heard our four-CD or four-tape set on deadly assassins, you'll actually hear me interview a man trained as an assassin who was told by the CIA that the CIA was involved in the murder of John Fitzgerald Kennedy. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly it's strange to have to talk about this sort of thing, but this is the sort of world we live in. We have a great four-tape set on the murder of...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthy I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com.
Every day we try to reach out across America to a growing audience of net people and explain what's really going on in the spiritual nature of the battle we're involved in. And certainly thanks to my friends Alex Jones and Joyce Riley and John Leffler and a few others, more and more people are becoming aware of what's going on. And certainly, so if you'd like to join our ministry, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then I do need to remind you we are having our all-day seminar. It's going to be a week from Sunday on October 17th. That's a week from Sunday on October 17th. We're bringing in Dr. Paul Williams, who's the world's leading expert on Islamic terrorist training camps. in the United States. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Islamic terrorist training camps in the United States. You'll see the pictures. Paul's been there. I've known Paul for many years. I think he's an honest and honorable man. He certainly worked closely with the FBI in the past. They know what's going on. But there's nothing they can do about it any more than Dr. Crenshaw was able to tell what happened that fateful day in Dallas for fear, of course, he would never practice medicine. And they would kill him, and certainly he did die at a fairly young age, as so often happens to people who tell the truth about what's going on or has actually transpired. And then, of course, we have Dr. David Ayoub will be there. Certainly Sheriff Mack will be there. It'll be a great conference, and we do hope that you'll be able to make it. And again, our telephone number, if you'd like, you have to have reservations because we're serving lunch. The telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. If you know people who need to learn what's going on, if you want to learn about Agenda 21, the master plan, why, first, Michael Shaw is going to be there. He'll have a table. He'll be speaking. And he has a lot of great and very important information. That, of course, is Michael Shaw will be speaking. I'll be telling the story of the dark secret, and I think you'll find it fascinating. So if you'd like to get your reservation, you have to have them, and we have to know this week. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Looks like we're going to have a good turnout, despite the economic turndowns. So if you're interested in coming, don't put off your decision. Give us a call tonight, 1-800-544-8927. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to read it. You need to see those DVDs on They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll. That's the 3-hour, the 4-hour, or the 10-hour version of They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll. And then, of course, we hope that you'll want to get the 3-DVD set. It's called The Secret Mystery of America's Beginning. I do have a small part in them. But overall, it will tell you about the secret societies and their influence on the architecture of Washington, D.C., and the emblem on the back of the dollar bill. Because, ladies and gentlemen, you can't understand anything going on today unless you understand their secret societies. We carry a book called Fire in the Minds of Men. They're secondhand copies because it's been very hard for us to get the book. But the book, Fire... No, I guess these are actually new copies of Fire in the Minds of Men we're going to be carrying. Fire in the Minds of Men by James H. Billington, the Librarian of Congress. And what's the book about? About the secret societies behind the French Revolution and all the revolutions in Europe and the continuing world revolution right up through the revolution in Cuba in 1959. All tied into secret societies. You're not supposed to believe they exist. And yet here's a book written by the Librarian of Congress, Fire in the Minds of Men. We carry the book, A Scarlet and the Beast, Volume 1. It's being sold on Amazon until recently at $175. We have it for less than a third of that. That's Fire, Scarlet and the Beast. It goes into the background of masonry. We also have Volume 2 and Volume 3 as well. But we carry Volume 1, which has been unavailable except at exorbitant prices. And lastly, of course, we carry... book Tragedy and Hope, The History of the World in Our Time. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, I fear they're going to be your views as well, and you're going to have to call in because our regularly scheduled guest, David Morgan, who is going to talk to us about silver, is not here. And of course, so basically, if you would like to give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Now, silver I've been following since we were able to buy it at $1.29 an ounce, only back in 1968-1969. But silver actually closed at over $23.37 today, $23.37 an ounce. And it's been going up, certainly, 30, 40, 50 cents a day. It went up a dollar the other day. I mean, silver is simply taking off. And amazing, amazing things are happening. And the question is, why? Well, of course, one explanation was given by Jim Willey, and you can go up on the Internet, and it's on a YouTube conversation with Max Kleiser, I think is the name of the commentator. And Jim Willey says that basically the London Exchange has been selling gold and silver naked. Now, what does that mean? That means you sell gold and silver that you don't have, and you do that to drive down the price. And certainly, people get into the market, they think it's an honest market, they don't realize it's rigged, and of course, they invest at a certain price, and then, of course, when the commodity contract closes, it's much lower, and they lose money. And the only way, of course, you can make out is if you simply have the money to buy the gold or buy the silver. And if you do that, if you actually take delivery on the contract, you don't lose any money. You actually have the item, even though it's worth less than you actually paid for it, with the idea that the price is going to go up down the line. Well, what has happened recently is that apparently large Chinese, large Chinese investors and have actually been, and Arab investors have been asking to take delivery. Well, these people who have been selling gold and silver that they don't have are in real trouble. What do you do when you're selling gold and silver and you don't have it? Why, of course, you have to come up with it, either that or pay a large premium. And, of course, as a result of this, why, there's a squeeze. And it's a worldwide squeeze because they've sold more silver than is actually in existence. And because of that, why, of course, the price is going up. Well, this certainly is the information that is being put out today, and that may very well be part of the reason why the price of gold and silver is going up. Gold was up again, I think it was $13.47 today, and of course this is simply a manifestation of the fact that the prices are going up, and they're going up because people are losing confidence in the monetary system. Certainly, Alan Greenspan was recently asked about gold, and he said he didn't understand what was going on, but he knows that whenever people are uncertain about the monetary situation, why, of course, then they begin to accumulate gold. Well, of course, Alan Greenspan knows why this is happening. You can go back and you can get this on the Internet. It's an article Alan Greenspan wrote in 1966. It's called Gold and Freedom, and we recommend it, Gold and Freedom by Alan Greenspan. You can get that on the Internet. Simply go to your search engine and type in Alan Greenspan, Gold and Freedom, 1966, and we'll be glad to, you'll really enjoy reading the article. I think it's very well done. Well, I can't know. I'm not sure whether we have people on all the lines. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. There's somebody on line 3, and I don't know whether we're supposed to go to them or we're supposed to go to line 1, but line 1 has not been passed through to us, and we've got the lines, all these lines blinking. Let's go to line 1 and see who we have there. Who do we have here?
Is this me, Dr. Stan? You're talking to Anthony Miley in Montana. Well, how are you?
Anthony, you're the one I want to talk to. Thanks very much for calling us. And do you have a question or comment?
Well, I was just wondering if you heard about this new tax that they want to tax us on. I sent you an email on it this morning. 1% tax for all of the deposits that you make at your bank, transfers and everything. They want to tax 1%. That's what they're trying to put through now.
Well, basically, they're desperate for money. You have to understand the government is out of money, and they don't know what to do. And so basically what they're doing is they're actually trying to raise taxes any way they can. They're going to get people's pension funds. And yes, they're talking about that certainly a tax certainly on all financial transfers. And whether it'll be 1% or 0.5%, I don't know. But the government is desperate for funds. And because Social Security is bankrupt, Medicare is bankrupt, the Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are bankrupt, the FDIC is bankrupt. We certainly, America is not only financially but morally bankrupt, and we're in real trouble as a nation, but you're absolutely right.
We've got to get back to the Lord. I've been preaching 2 Chronicles 7:14 for at least 10 years, maybe longer, and, you know, we just, we're working at it, working on the Tea Parties here, the Tea Party groups, and just trying to monitor what's going on in the local cities here in Montana, and seeing if we can get good candidates elected. But, you know, without a return to the Lord, we're just not going to be successful, and that's the most important thing, is to turn from our wicked ways and pray, you know?
You're absolutely right, Anthony, and we need to get people to understand, you know, if my people who are known by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from the wicked ways, you know, then, of course, I will hear them from heaven. I will forgive their sin and heal their land. God bless. And you keep working at it, both from a political point of view, but let people understand this is a spiritual battle. And if they simply watch our DVD on the Brotherhood of Darkness at RadioLiberty.com and understand that this is not imaginary, there really are satanic forces out there. Hey, we're going to have to run because we got our guest. He just came on.
Passing out your books, Dr. Stanley.
God bless. Thanks very much for everything you're doing, Anthony.
Bye-bye.
Okay, fine. Well, this is we've got David Morgan, hopefully, from... hi, David. How are you doing?
I'm doing quite well, thank you.
All right, fine. You been at a conference all day?
No, not until next week. The Silver Summit's coming up on the 21st and 22nd of October, so I've got another week and a half or so.
Okay, you hang on. We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the best thing that's happened all day. We've had nothing but complications. Our afternoon guest didn't show up, and I was afraid we weren't going to reach David Morgan, but we have him here. And David Morgan is an expert on the silver market, and he writes a newsletter on silver, and he's certainly a much sought-after speaker, but he was kind enough to come on with us this afternoon or this evening and talk about what's going on with silver, because it looks like it's taking off like a rocket. David, we want your impression of why the price of silver is going up, how far it's going to go up, and where it's going to end.
Well, if I had all those answers, Dr. Stan, I probably could just make a couple good commodity trades and convert it into gold and silver coins and retire. But I will give you what I what I'm thinking and what I'm seeing to the best of my ability. I was interested in precious metals from a pretty early age and focused most of my adult life on studying money, mining, and metals. I've focused primarily on silver because I was involved in the metals markets in my mid-20s, and the first run-up in 1980, where gold peaked January 21st, 1980, and I was primarily interested in gold at the time, and I noticed that silver really outperformed gold in that final move up, and that made me quite curious as to why, and so, of course, everyone just blew it off as, you know, the Hunt brothers were cornering the silver market. If that were true, and you could say that it was true, I mean, I think it certainly had a huge influence in the silver market, but a better question was, well, why were the Hunts buying silver? Why weren't the Hunts involved in the gold market? And so I really took a deep study in the silver market and basically have kept that going ever since. Right now what's happening is, one, since silver is a smaller market than gold, any new buying in the silver will have a greater effect, and conversely, any selling will have a greater effect. There is somebody new in the market. None of my contacts have been able to identify them exactly, but there is more interest in silver for two reasons. One is, as I wrote in the 10 Rules of Silver Investing almost a decade ago for the Investing Rules book, that no one likes to be a prophet of doom. But in a final analysis, silver is the money of last resort. Let me repeat that. Silver is the money of last resort. Gold is too much value per unit to be used in a transaction like a loaf of bread, a gallon of gasoline, or that type of thing. Therefore, silver is the money that would be used in a temporary or a longer period breakdown crisis. And when I wrote that first of 10 rules, the guy in the United Kingdom that sponsored this book was kind of overwhelmed because it's so obvious, but I never thought of it in those terms. So moving on, where are we? We have new buyers in the market, and the new buyers are a lot of the public. The public are saying gold is too expensive. It's over $1,320-something an ounce in check today. Well, I did look at today's price. I don't have it memorized. Probably a better number than me, Dr. Stan, but it's $1,300 and change. And if you add in the commission for a modest broker-dealer in the gold market, it's going to cost you about $1,400 for a one-ounce gold coin. It's a bullion coin. And silver is still under $25. So what happened in 1979, 1980 is happening again. People are coming in the middle of the market, we're not at the end yet, and saying, you know, gold looks too expensive for me, but silver looks affordable, I'll buy silver. So a lot of money's moving into silver because gold is moving and it's more affordable to them. Quick example, when this last run started just maybe 8 weeks ago, the ratio of gold to silver was a 68-to-1 ratio, and that means it took 68 ounces of silver to buy 1 ounce of gold. Today it's 58. So even though gold has been on fire, silver's been on like lightning because the ratio has dropped 10 points, or 68 to 58, in that same time frame. So silver has really taken off, as you said. Where's it going to go? It's going to go far higher than it is today. However, I'm remiss to say that it won't get a correction, some sell-off, some profit-taking, or some paper maneuvering sometime in the future. I think we're fairly close to that right now. I don't think it's going to last long. I don't think it's really going to be that sharp. And then I think it's going to continue going higher.
All right, fine. Now, we do have any idea at all who these buyers are. As I mentioned earlier, Jim Willey says it's certainly Chinese, very wealthy Chinese, and Arabs. Is there any way to verify that? This is also on a hearsay basis.
Well, I know Jim Willey quite well. I've shared the stage with him. In fact, I talked to him on Skype for well over an hour, probably a couple of weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago. And I did my best to verify through my sources, if anyone knew. And I, in my report, which I just published just a few days ago, said I couldn't verify it. Doesn't mean he's right, doesn't mean he's wrong. It just means that I have to treat it as hearsay. What we do know for a fact is that the Chinese government has been very encouraging of their citizenry to purchase gold and silver both. And that's very recent. I mean, everyone thinks of them as a communist nation, and I'm not saying they're not, but having been there and traveled through China, in some ways they're more free market than some parts of this country, believe it or not. And I'll stand by that statement because I've seen it. But regardless, they are encouraging sales or purchases of gold and silver. In the Arab world, it's always been that way. They are very oriented toward buying physical metal, and they have the gold dinar and the silver dinar now. So that also is an influence. But those influences have been there and pretty steady. In other words, I don't see them all of a sudden really ramping up their purchases. So from what I've been able to determine, there's somebody else in there. And that somebody else, again, I haven't been able to, and I'm not saying it's a person, it could be a hedge fund, two hedge funds, three hedge funds, could be another government, maybe the Indian government, I don't know. Regardless, I think it's not real important to know whom, it's important to know that they're there and that they're not backing off. Normally what happens in a big parabolic move like we're witnessing right now is once you get to certain price levels, they'll start to take paper profits. And they haven't. And that is probably really scaring the shorts, because the higher it goes, the more they're going to have to do something. And there is a possibility that whomever or whatever is driving this market higher is willing to put up the rest of the cash on these futures contracts and demand delivery of physical metal. And if that were to be the case, we could see some real fireworks in the silver and the gold markets in the not-too-distant future.
Well, now, is this primarily London, or is this Chicago or New York? Where are these markets that are being, are the real shortages? In other words, they've sold a gold and silver that they just don't have. Is this, we've heard it was London. This was my understanding from Jim Woolley's remark.
Well, in the silver market, which I know better than the gold, but it applied the same principles apply in the gold market. In the silver market, it really isn't in the futures markets, which is kind of all over the Internet. I wrote and I'm going to digress, and I will get to your question, and I will answer it very specifically for everyone. But there's this misnomer. I wrote an article called Silver Fallacies. If you go to Google and you type in Silver Fallacies by David Morgan, it will pull up an article that's on Safe Haven, the Safe Haven website. And I stand by every word of that article. The futures markets, no matter what the market is, if it's corn or if it's wheat or it could be cotton, it doesn't matter. All of those markets are way, way, way oversold relative to the physical commodity that the exchange has. So there's nothing new. They're same thing in London. The real problem with the silver market and the gold market is what's called silver certificates or gold certificates. Now, these are a piece of paper that's usually issued by a bullion bank that says Dr. Stan has 5,000 ounces of 999 fine silver on deposit at HSBC. And you take that home, and by all rights, that certificate should be the same as a warehouse receipt for silver that you're paying storage charges on. Well, the truth of the matter is, there's been a lot more of those certificates issued by these banks than exist in the world. That's where the real problem on the physical side comes into play. Now, on the futures side, which would be London, the New York market, or the Chicago market, any of those where they deal in forwards or futures, those contracts can be bought and turned into physical metal. However, the contract itself states very clearly that in the case or discretion of the CFTC, in the case of New York or Chicago, CME is now, can make you settle for cash. So let's say that you have a contract that's due, it doesn't matter when it's due, but let's say it's due in December, and you call your broker and you say, you know what, I want the physical metal, I'm putting up the rest of the cash, I'll pay the delivery charges, and I want that, you know, Brinks truck coming to my office, you know, as soon as possible. And you could do that. And chances are, if you did that today, you would get your 5,000 ounces of silver delivered, whatever you specified. But that can't go on forever, obviously, because there's only 50 million ounces on the exchange that the dealers own. The other 50 million ounces that's accounted for is held in storage by people that are just letting it rest in bank vaults for investment purposes. So the market is very, very small in silver, and the amount of contracts against that is about sevenfold, not counting options. So obviously you've got seven times the demand on paper that exists in the physical world, and that's just on the futures exchange.
And so basically those who sell what isn't his and has to give it back and go to prison. But that's not really true. They can simply give you money instead of that. Do they have to give you a premium at all, or can they just give you the amount of money depending upon the actual price of gold that day?
The way it reads at this point in time is it's a cash-settled period, so it wouldn't be any premium whatsoever.
Well, of course, I would think that people would be scrambling to get their hands on the gold. If you can't buy it through the commodity exchange and that's rigged, then the best thing to do would be one way or another to get your hands on gold where you'd actually have possession, because, of course, the markets are obviously rigged. We'll be back in a moment. Well, I would think that if this is the case, people would be...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount gold and silver trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 316 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
How would this influence wind energy? Why is silver an essential component for wind energy?
It's not a component for wind energy.
Just for solar energy. But now, what about photography? It seems that certainly traditional photography is long since gone. Even the traditional X-rays are long since gone. We just everything is done by computer today. Is there any when they make prints of colored prints, is silver used in that at all? Digital prints, when they make them today?
Well, the photography industry has fallen a great deal, as forecast by the Silver Institute, myself, and many people. But it has very little to negligible effect, and people just don't get it. You'd have to read my book, and I'm not trying to sell the book, but I have a couple of chapters devoted in my book, get the skinny on silver investing that deals totally with the photography myth. But you're right and you're wrong, Dr. Stan. I know I just contradicted myself about a color print. There is silver in that film. And when you take your color, an old style, silver halide print. So when you take that old style color snapshot and you get it developed, all of the silver, all of that silver comes back into solution as recycled. So what you can think of is the zero-sum game. All the silver for silver halide film gets recycled again and again and again. It never goes away. It's the same ounce used over and over and over and over and over. Well, if you quit using that ounce for photography, it then where will it go? And it goes wherever the market wants it to go. And there's been such an increase in electronics, the iPods, for example. You've got cell phones, laptop computers. Anything electrical or electronic uses silver to some level. And so there's been a huge increase in those components. The amount of silver being recycled through photography has decreased substantially. So getting back to where we left off about recycling, the main component of recycled silver was photography, and that's been going down and down and down. So the amount of silver that's being recycled from photography is going down and down and down. Is the amount being recycled from these electronic goodies increasing to replace the amount that's lost from photography? And the answer is, I don't know. And the reason I don't know is that there was a very big contradiction from the best two silver studies in the world produced for the year just past. 2010 as the year that they do it, which is really 2009 inclusive. So in other words, it's all the data for 2009. The Silver Institute says it was the lowest amount of recycling, total recycling, that they have had like in the last several years. And the other best known silver study was produced about the same month by CPM Group out of New York. And they stated that the amount of silver recycling was the most that had ever been in the time that they've been doing these studies, which has been several, you know, a couple of decades. So I don't know. I mean, I've got one source telling me that it's diminished, which is the one I choose to believe, but I'm biased toward, you know, the silver case. But it makes sense because there's a lot less photography going on. That's the primary component of recycled silver. The other study says it's greater than it's ever been, which implies that there's a lot more coming from somewhere, and the main somewhere is a bunch of electronics. But, I mean, you can't get the silver out of a BlackBerry or a cell phone economically. It doesn't make any sense. It takes more energy to melt down the plastic to get the silver out of it than the silver's value. So they're really, and a lot of the silver that's recycled that comes from computer motherboards wouldn't be coming in unless there was gold with it, and the gold makes it worth doing. And of course, gold is much more valuable per unit than silver. But the silver is on the motherboard as well as the gold. And when they smelt them down, they get both, and they're not going to throw the silver away. And there's also government involvement. In California, required to recycle some of these silver components, even though they are highly uneconomic to do so. So, in other words, the government is subsidizing the recycling of silver in some states.
Well, is there a shortage of silver today? I think that's the $64,000 question.
The answer is not yet, but we're getting close.
All right, fine. Well, of course, we've been hearing that, though, for, you know, a decade or more, even a couple of decades, that eventually we were going to come into a situation where silver was in very short supply. Now, of course, it'll be in short supply if people start accumulating it, you know, because they're losing confidence in the monetary system. And that just appears what's going on today. And then, of course, there's still going to be the industrial demand. The electronic industry is going to need it, and they'll be willing to pay a higher prices if necessary, won't they?
Absolutely. It's price inelastic. If you're building a flat-screen TV and you use a tenth of an ounce of silver in that product, and that's a $3,000, $2,000, or $800.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Grateful for a land full
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's David Morgan. Of course, we're talking about what's happening in the silver markets. And David's saying that certainly silver is an essential component in... are they an essential component in both large screen TVs and in laptop TVs, at least the monitor?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, silver's used in both. And going back to industry purchasing silver, I'm just making a case that it's price inelastic because... you know, a good size flat screen is, I guess, $800 or so. The price is relevant. And the silver that's involved in that is less than a tenth of an ounce. So even at today's price of $25, you're looking at $2.50 of the total cost of that TV, which is $800. So it's very minuscule. I mean, $250 is practically nothing. It's $250. So let's say silver goes to $100 an ounce, okay? Well, if silver goes to $100 an ounce, you're looking at $10 out of $800 is going to be needed to produce that television. You think that TV isn't going to be made if silver goes to $100? Heck no. It's price inelastic. It has to be used to produce that quality of a television set. And the manufacturer of that TV set is going to buy the silver to make that TV. And isn't really going to be that concerned, really. It's going to be price inelastic. They might care that it goes up in price, but it is such a low amount of money relative to the overall cost of the manufactured product that it's almost insignificant. And that's true almost across the board. Now, where isn't that true? Well, it's true in almost anything electrical or electronic. It's not true in jewelry. And it isn't true in jewelry for gold either. And it's not true in silverware. But anything outside of silverware or jewelry, it's price inelastic on the demand side for industry. So that's a very key component about thinking about the silver market in a proper manner. I want to come back a moment, though, if I might, about the shortage of silver.
All right, you hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment with David Morgan. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is David Morgan, and he writes a newsletter on silver. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. We have Duke on the line. We'll get to him in just a moment. But David wanted to get back to the issue, is there a shortage of silver? But before you answer that, David, I want you to get out your website and tell people how they can get in touch with you and if they may want to subscribe to your newsletter.
Very good. It's an internet-based website, and it's easy to find. It's silver-investor.com. And all the information about what I do and how long I've been doing it is on the website. What I suggest for the listeners is to go to the site menu, which is on the left-hand side in the pull-down menu. And the very bottom of that, there's a Join Our Free Email List. And if you click that, it'll pop up a little icon that you can put in an email address in your name. All you need is the first name or last name or your, you know, whatever your username is that you like, and a valid email address, and I'll send you the 10 rules of silver investing that we talked about earlier in the show for free. And I also send out a weekly update on the economy for everybody's benefit. So it's a good way to get started. It doesn't cost you a dime. It takes you maybe, 30 seconds, 40 seconds to type in your email and your first name and hit go. And you will get, again, those 10 rules of silver investing, silver fundamentals, why silver, why now video for free. And you'll also get a weekly update on the economy from me. If you want to step it up from there, there's ways to do that through that that mailing that you'll be receiving on a weekly basis.
All right, fine. We'll get back to the issue of shortage of silver. First of all, let's go to Duke. He's been waiting. He's from Texas. He's been patient. So, Duke, does he have a question for our guest?
I have a very quick story and then a question. Is it okay?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, my dad was a master carpenter, and he worked for a man by the name of Buddy Shulkoff, who was married to Carolyn Hunt, which was H.L. Hunt's daughter. And one day, my dad came home, and he said, you know, Buddy Shulkoff told me to buy in this silver market. And dad goes, you know, I can go to the bank and get silver dollars for a dollar each. And Buddy Shulkoff had said, go take 10% of your money and buy silver dollars, you know, from the bank, and put them aside because they're fixing to quit making silver and the price is going up. And I have a very good deal here to buy these uncirculated silver dollars for $1.35 each. Well, a few years went by, and Dad sold, you know, and made good money. And then I saw how the Hunt brothers did this, and I go, you know, and at the time I didn't realize this. I thought, you know, Dad was saying, wow, you know, Buddy knows about this stuff. I'm just, he said buy into it. And then as I researched and I find out that the Hunt brothers had the inside scoop on this. Now, my question is this what's going on right now? Because, you know, I had bought 10% of my money into the silver market. Is this what's happening now? I watch it every day, and it's just skyrocketing.
Well, you're very, very fortunate to be in silver at this time. And I think that David really sort of answered that question before. But you want to have anything else to say? Because David basically said it looks like somebody's cornering the market, but nobody knows for certain who it is. Would that be a fair appraisal, David?
Yeah, I hate to use the word corner at this juncture, but there's certainly someone that's playing hardball with these paper shorts. And how it's going to unwind, I don't know yet. But I haven't seen anything like this in a long, long time. And I did do a quick video for the public just a few weeks back saying, you know, just that. So there's a big change in the silver market, and I sense it, and I don't really have a lot more information. I do want to pass on one thing to Duke, and thanks for sharing that story, by the way. That's wonderful. And that is that, just for everybody that knows, the Hunts, unfortunately, in my opinion, but it's the truth, were banned from being involved in the silver market after what happened in through the 70s and 1980, and that's, in my opinion, unfortunate, but they are not allowed to deal in the silver market anymore.
Okay, anything else, Duke, before we let you go?
No, that's all, but thank you.
Thank you so much for sharing that story with us. And what about the idea of a shortage? And once again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And boy, if I had actually had a fair amount of silver, and I got so tired that it just didn't seem to be going anyplace. It's standing around $5 or $6 an ounce, and I sold it all back there, I guess, in, 77, 78, somewhere in there. Looking back, I got 20/20 hindsight. I could be a rich man, but then I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing now and enjoying life so much. Money is really not the end all. What we want to do is do something perhaps that will have some eternal significance. Well, anyway, what about this idea of a shortage of silver?
It's a great question. I get it all the time, and it's basically a bit of a misunderstanding. I'm going to digress here a bit, but I stay in pretty close contact with the Silver Institute. In fact, I've been invited to speak at the Silver Institute at some of their gatherings from time to time. And, almost every year they'll get, a few phone calls from your silver community saying that their silver study, the one that I talked about here during the interview, is wrong, that there is a silver shortage and that they're not reporting this in their annual, database. And, of course, that's not true. So here's what the facts are. Supply and demand must equal on everything. If there's a one Rembrandt in the world, and there's a demand of five people that want that Rembrandt, the supply and demand will eventually equal, because when it goes to auction, the person that bids it the highest and has the most cash buys that one Rembrandt, so that one Rembrandt is bought by one person and supply equals demand. It's the same thing in silver, gold, soybeans, or anything else. They equal. The supply equals the demand. So what was going on in the silver market from 1990 to 2006 was a deficit. A deficit is not a shortage, or you might think of it that way, but let me explain it because I don't want any misunderstanding. From 1990 to 2006 inclusive, for straight 16 years, the amount of silver that was mined by all global activity and what was brought to the market through recycling did not meet total demand. But I just said a minute ago that supply and demand always equal. So what happened? The above-ground supply of silver that existed and still does exist, not as big as it once was, made up the difference, the shortage, or the shortfall. So, in the year 1990, there were 2 billion ounces of silver in commercial bar form, and it was roughly eaten away at an average rate of about 100 million ounces per year for 16 years, which would be about 1.6 billion ounces. And that was making sure that supply and demand met or equaled. And then from about 2007 onward, the amount of mining activity on a global basis plus recycling was equal to or greater than the total demand in silver. So you could say that we had a bit of a surplus in silver over the last, say, 5 years or so, four or five years. So that's where we're at. So it really wasn't a shortage. You can use the word. I don't like to use it. I like to be very explicit what I'm saying. There was a deficit. The deficit was met by the above-ground supply. That was dwindled away drastically. We have about 25% as much silver in commercial bar form as we had in 1990. And the market continues to demand more from both the investment side and the industrial side. So it's very bullish for silver going forward.
All right, fine, and of course it'll be more bullish if people are accumulating silver because they are losing confidence in the monetary system. Would that be a fair appraisal?
Oh, it's yes, and I have to emphasize that because as far as I'm concerned, I mean, part of my work is beyond the silver market, well beyond the silver market, meaning that, you know, I've looked at the global financial picture for decades, and I believe we've entered into the beginning of a currency crisis, and that means where all currencies fail because they're basically all tied to the United States dollar. And with this quantitative easing, it's pretty apparent to anybody that's knowledgeable and people that don't even have to be very studied in the subject. It's pretty apparent just on a cursory look at it that the governments of the world are going to do whatever they can to try to print their way out of this. Well, it never works. It never will work. Never has worked, and what it means is we're going the way of the Weimar Republic, except instead of being confined to one area on the planet, Germany, where you could escape to France or Spain or England or something like that, it's going to be global. There's going to be no escape. The only escape that's going to be available is going to be gold and silver, and that's exactly how these metals are acting right now. So I fear the worst in a way. I don't want to spread fear. I don't want to spread rumors. I want to be very objective. I want to be very careful with what I'm saying. But I believe that we've entered into the next phase of a currency breakdown.
All right. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you're out there in the listening audience, give us an idea. I have a question or comment. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and we are seeing right at the present time, I mean, amazing things happening. And if you're holding silver, why, you're seeing the price just skyrocketing upward. Would you suggest today that people should buy silver, or are we getting ready for a correction and a fall? What would your thoughts be?
Well, we could be getting ready for a correction and a fall, but if you do not have any metal, I would definitely say you should obtain some. And I think it's a very smart thing to do because of what, you know, is inevitable, and that is a further breakdown of the physical economy. So let's say that you buy it and it falls back. You might be upset for a while, but there's a way around that in a way, and that is to dollar cost average or just keep buying or keep accumulating. So if you had none, I would definitely buy at this price. If you already have some, and you're comfortable with the amount that you own, then certainly you could relax and maybe wait for a correction. To say there won't be a correction would be ridiculous on my part. The problem is that we could just keep going. You know, we could be in a runaway market to the upside. That's the way it's acting right now. And I was thinking for this last several months that we would see a breakaway, runaway to the upside market. In fact, I tried to do the best for my subscriber base to get them in on that, and I took a couple of attempts at it and was wrong in my timing slightly. And this last time I was correct getting in. I got out personally a little bit early, but what I teach is what I do, which is to hold 75% through thick and thin no matter what. In other words, a very large core position that you just don't touch. And if you're going to trade like I do at times, then trade no more than 25%. And if you get taken out early or you choose to exit early, you still have 75% invested. And that's what where I am personally right now. I'm still comfortable with that. And unfortunately, I had a few of my readers that decided to, you know, cash it all in for whatever reason. I don't know. I can't trade for these people. And they asked me the same question. Well, I'm out of the market now. What do I do? And I said, well, just make sure to get back in and get back in over the next, say, 3 months or so. So that's a good approach. Don't put it all in now, because if it does pull back, you're going to be mad at me. You're going to be mad at yourself. Markets do correct from time to time. So take, you know, if you want to put in X amount, take that amount and divide it into thirds or fourths. Put in one-fourth of it now, wait a month, put in the next one-fourth, wait a month, put in the next one-fourth, and then the fourth month, put in the last fourth. If you do it that way, you're going to get a good overall average price, and you're going to be very happy with the results.
All right. Well, David, how should people go about investing in silver? Should they be buying options? Should they be buying commodity contracts? Should they be buying ETFs? Should they be buying gold bars and store them in the basement? Or should they be buying silver coins or silver rounds? Or what should they be doing?
Well, on that 10 Rules of Silver Investing that I wrote so many years ago, one of the rules, I forget which number, says to start small and start with the real metal. So you would want to buy, and I said get the most metal you can for the dollar invested. So what you want to do is probably, for the silver side, you want to buy bullion coins, probably generic, which are called rounds in the industry. They're the same as a government-minted 1 ounce coin. The only difference is they don't have a government stamped on them. They've got some type of design, usually, that's similar to a government coin. But it's minted privately, but it's still 1 ounce of silver. And they sell at a lower premium than, let's say, a silver eagle or a silver maple leaf would. So that's, I think, where you start in silver. Gold, the same thing. You would want to buy a bullion gold coin at the lowest premium. And the premium on gold is usually around 4%. The premium on silver is usually around 7%. If you're paying more than that, you really should check your sources, because there's so much competition in these markets. There's no reason to pay any more than that. Once you've established a relationship with a good dealer, usually just stick with them. I mean, but you might, again, start small, get comfortable, and that is the way you start a precious metals investment, is with the real metal first. After that, there are some other ways to invest that I really prefer not to talk about tonight. Dr. Stan, if you want to push me, you can, but there's other ways to do it, but certainly an ETF or a mining company or a futures contract or an options on a futures contract or any of that stuff is speculation. And there may be a reason for some people to enter that field of speculation, but not your average investor and certainly not your beginning investor. So those would be areas that are not really suitable for everyone, and they are not suitable for anyone, as far as I'm concerned, unless you've already built what I call a core position in physical metal. In other words, you have metal that you can touch, that you can get to in any time you wish to have it, and once you have a position there of, let's say, 6 months worth of living expenses in metal, in real money, not in the bank, but in real money, when you have that established, then you could probably start thinking about diversifying out into other areas in the metals markets.
All right, well, I think that, you know, it's to the average individual, especially the older individual, I think that speculation is, it's just something you shouldn't be doing. You can't afford to take a chance on losing. This is the big thing that I think that people have to realize, that it's wonderful, you know, when you're young, you speculate, gee, I might hit it rich, but as you get older, you certainly become much more conservative, and you say, I'm not smart enough to play this market. Believe me, I've tried it many times, especially the commodity market. And, of course, this is a great way to make a small fortune. That is a small fortune out of a large fortune. So don't even think about it, ladies and gentlemen. Stick with bare elements of investment. Perhaps you can go to David's website, get the 10 rules for investment. Would that be correct?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I used to sell it, but over the last several years, I decided to put it out for free as a public service because, you know, these 10 rules are pretty well thought out, and they'll help you. I mean, they will help you from making mistakes. They're common sense. You read them and say, oh, yeah, that makes sense, or I would have thought of
that. Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back. All right, David, at this point, we have 3 minutes for you to wrap up the program.
All right. Well, first of all, I want to thank you again for Dr.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
The program is this coming week.
Okay.
Thanks so very much. Bye-bye. That was a great program, and I hope you enjoyed it, ladies and gentlemen. And I think it's important to understand that we are in tumultuous times. If you watch gold and silver, we've always said that the canary in the mine shaft, and believe me, the canary is looking pretty sickly today. Something is seriously happening to the world monetary system. Be prepared, and probably they'll hold things off until after the election, and then, of course, hang on to your hat. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners we are having an all-day seminar. It's going to be held at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course on October 17th. You're going to need reservations because we're saving lunch. You've got to start at 8:30, and we're going to go through till 5:30, and hope that you can come. And people ordinarily have a great time. They come back year after year. And so you're going to have to give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927 to make reservations for the all-day seminar we're going to be having on the 17th of October. That's simply 1 week from Sunday. And we're having attorney Dr. Paul Williams will be there, Dr. David Ayoub will be there, Sheriff Mack will be there, Michael Shaw will be there. You will want to miss the program. And I'll be talking on what I think is a fascinating subject, but you're going to have to come to find out. Anyway, of course, then we hope that you want to get our book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You'll want to get the DVDs on They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll. You want to get the DVDs on The Secret Mystery of America's Beginning, on the Trilateral Commission. And we are selling used copies of certainly Barry Goldwater's book, With No Apologies. You need to have the book. You need to read from page 280 to the end of the chapter. From page 280 to the end of the chapter. And, of course, everything that Barry Goldwater talked about has come to pass as they are effectively shifting the economic power of the world away from the United States, because their loyalty is not to this country. And these are the people who are directing the course of our nation today, intentionally destroying our economy, shifting our jobs to Asia, to the BRIC nations. That's Brazil, Russia, India, and China. They know what they're doing. They just don't want the American people to know that America is destined to become a third world nation. They're doing this. They're doing it intentionally. They're transferring our jobs overseas, our factories overseas, our wealth overseas. They're destroying our military intentionally. They're planning on taking us into a major war with the Muslim world, and heaven help us when this comes about. I mean, if you think that, that we've had troubles since 9/11, why, of course, do you really want to go to world war with 1.5 million Muslims throughout the world? And that's exactly what they intend to do. And if you read certainly Samuel Huntington's book, The Clash of Civilizations, he will tell you that this is the most frightening thing to contemplate. Would be a war with the Muslim world. But ladies and gentlemen, this whole radical form of Islam has been actually produced by the CIA. Who do you think is funding Al-Qaeda and the Taliban? Why, it's the Pakistani ISI. Go to your website, your search engine. Who funds Pakistan? Pardon me, who funds the ISI and Taliban? It's the Pakistani ISI. Who funds them? The American CIA. You need the book, The Devil's Game. The Devil's Game. We carry it. It's important. It goes into the background of who financed Al-Qaeda. Certainly, we read my little pamphlets on Foreknowledge 911. We go into the whole background of how the CIA financed Al-Qaeda and the Taliban immediately before 911. And, of course, the Taliban offered to give us bin Laden. We didn't want bin Laden. We wanted an excuse to go to war. And we've never tried to catch Osama bin Laden. You must understand that. They needed an excuse. Bin Laden's been dead for many, many years. But that doesn't matter. We see his picture regularly and hear his new threats on America. Please pray for Radio Liberty.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. Thank you for joining us today. Thank you for caring about your world. If you're just getting up and facing the new day, well, let's make it better. One day at a time. Make it better. Seems that there's something in the air. I don't know what it is. A lot of people are saying something is about to happen. Whether or not that's true or not, well, let's make that something good. The very fact that the dollar continues on a slide. Gold yesterday was at 1244. The discussion now on most of the financial networks is what is going on. Why the continued
high rise, very fast rise, in the price of gold. Well, it's not because we're concerned about the gold itself. We're concerned about what it means to the economy. And what it means to the economy is we're in a world of hurt. That's all there is to it. You listen to television and they talk about, well, we just don't have any jobs. Do they ever talk about the fact that they have taken the jobs and moved them to India? That whenever you call your insurance company, somebody from India answers? Do they mention that? No. Do they talk about the fact that when you call to get Sears repair? Well, I'm making an example of things. May or may not be true. I'm just using it as an example. You get somebody from Pakistan or whomever. They're going outside, bringing in the jobs, and then they keep saying, where are the jobs? When they are doing it. Talking about all the corporations. Just about. A few maybe are keeping their jobs here. But it's as if it's not me, it's not me. And in reality, they're all pretty much doing it because they can get so much cheaper help if you don't have to pay them what they're worth. Today we're going to be talking primarily about some health issues. Some of you don't like that, and I'm going to read a few of your letters. Some of you do like that. Most of you want to hear more about health. Well, all this week it's been on the other stories, and I have not had a chance to address that. So I do want to talk about some health issues, latest breaking news in the health business. However, there's a couple of things that I think merit some attention, and that is, do you know what an FBI tracking device looks like? If you were to have your car worked on and the guy said, hey, what's this? Would you know what it looks like? Well, there is a gentleman who actually had one placed on his vehicle. He took it into a mechanic, a routine visit, and the guy said, what's this? Well, it turns out he's got an FBI tracking device. I think it merits your looking at this, just so in case you want to know what one looks like, in case you might have one on your vehicle, since they can now place them on the vehicles without your knowledge, because one more right was taken away. Have you heard what Glenn Beck said about the Constitution? The Constitution is hanging by a thread. Well, I want to thank Tilly for sending this to me, because that also has another meaning. Are you aware of the other meaning of the Constitution is hanging by a thread? Looks like Glenn Beck just might have his own agenda. You want to avoid arthritis? Here's something you may want to eat. You want to avoid stress and blood pressure? Something else you may want to eat. And genetically engineered salmon, if approved by the FDA, is going to destroy the salmon industry. What are we doing to our food? What is the answer to that? Well, you're going to have to find out, because there are some answers to these issues, but you're going to have to be ready to make a stand. And to me, air, water, and food, what is more important? Well, liberty and freedom. So we've got a lot of things we need to be doing. And the question is now being asked by MarketWatch.com. That's MarketWatch.com of all entities. Asking the question, is America on the brink of a second revolution? You think? We'll be back after this 3-minute break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour.